from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Carson Anderson from the Detroit Lions headquarters now, Park. Practice starts at 12:45. We'll give a running commentary, what we see. In the meantime, back to your phone calls. Zach is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Zach?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, so growing up, had a coach that he coached baseball 40-something years. He was a teacher, Woodhaven area, and he taught us all how to hit a breaking ball or to recognize it out of a pitcher's hand. So the biggest thing, he would just say, lay on a bed, toss a ball up into the air, hold it four-seam grip, it's going to come down as a four-seam. You can pick it up. Hold it as a two-seam grip, throw it up, it's going to come back down. And I recall numerous times growing up, I would end up hitting the ceiling, waking my parents up in the middle of the night. But it was a really cool way you could learn how to, you know, pick up a breaking ball, pick up a four-seam, pick up a changeup. And it just depended on how you threw the ball up. It would come down the exact same way. And just a very elementary way to learn, but it was a really cool way.
That's really cool. I've never heard that before. And it obviously worked for you.
Yeah, it absolutely worked. I ended up going on to play college baseball, and I'll tell you what, still couldn't hit a curveball. But, hey, you know, you could pick it up out of the hand.
What level did you play at, Zach?
So I played at Tennessee Wesleyan. It's a small NAIA school. They won a couple national championships. Ironically enough, the years I went there, they won a World Series 2 years before I got there. I go there for 4 years. I come back, and they win a World Series 2 years after I leave. So I think the issue was me. But, you know, hey.
I mean, not entirely.
All, right?
I wouldn't say entirely.
Yeah. Right, but definitely, you know, doesn't look too good on the resume that they won 2 years before, 2 years after, and it was a, 6-year drought. So
that's hysterical. Hey, well, thanks for sharing that story. That's cool. 248-539-9797. From an unnamed texter, the best advice I received from my coach was never wear my cleats to a concert.
I don't know what coach would tell you that. You got to be ready in case stuff goes down.
From Randy and St. Clair Shores, as in any sport, bend your knees. Bend your knees and don't look at your skis or skates or feet. Luckily, I was taught that early. That's from Randy. Tennis lesson, proper footwork, ready position, turn, step with opposite foot, racket back as you turn. That's from Mark in Ann Arbor. So just looking for the best practice advice you ever got from a coach as we are here from Detroit Lions practice. 248-539-9797. Okay, Gator. Will Brinson of CBS Sports puts out something he calls the Brinson model.
Oh.
Yes. And in the Brinson model, he projects the full season win-loss records of every team. All right?
Okay.
Yep. And as I read a little bit more about the Brinson model, he did not explain at all what the Brinson model was.
Perfect.
Yeah. And I'm like, huh. Okay. So there's no methodology explained.
What is the Brinson model? It's the model we used to come up with this the prognostication here. It's the whole process.
Yeah,
everything goes in, and you know we spit it out, and we say that you know Team X is going to win 9 games this year.
Yeah,
there you go. Next question. Yeah, getting back together. What? How do you come up with a model? Well, it's a model. We sculpt it, you know, in our minds, and we come up with it, and it, we spit it out, and here we have, you know, Team X wins 9 games. Model. Good call.
So the Brinson model, which has no explanation for the methodology, went through and predicted every team's record.
All right.
So Gator, he would have the DraftKings win total for each team, and then what the Brinson model's projected record was.
Okay.
I will start with the National Football Conference North Division.
That's where the Lions play.
Yes. And work what the Brinson model has spit out. In last place, with a record of 7-10, the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
In third place, the Brinson model projects the Chicago Bears.
Sure.
To go 8-9. In second place, the Brinson model projects
the Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers to go 10-7.
Mm-hmm.
And in first place, according to the Brinson model, the Detroit Lions.
It's very complicated.
So complicated, it cannot even be explained.
No.
The Brinson model projects the Detroit Lions to go 11-6. Now, last year, Lions won 12 games. This year, their win total in Vegas is 10.5. And given their schedule, I can kind of see it. They have some difficult games. The imbalanced scheduling isn't what it once was. I believe it's you play the 6 division games, then you play 4 against another division in the NFC, 4 against another division in the AFC, so that takes you up to 14 games, and then you play 3 positional games. So the Lions will play 3 other first-place teams.
Great.
Yep. So the Brinson model's got the Lions at 11-6. Do you think that's good enough to be the 1 seed in the NFC?
No.
No, it's not. According to the Brinson model, the team that will be the 1 seed in the NFC and get the first round by going 12-5 is the Los Angeles Rams. The Brinson model has 2 teams tied for second at 11-6. Now, these are division winners, so we're talking about who's the 2 and who's the 3 seed. Both Dallas and Detroit at 11-6. The Brinson model doesn't tell us which team wins that matchup because Detroit plays Dallas.
No, it just tells you the win total.
Yes.
It's a model. It's a very protected model.
Detroit plays Dallas, so according to the Brinson model, Detroit will be the 2 or the 3 seed. Atlanta wins the NFC South at 10-7. The number 1 wild card, also at 11-6, is San Francisco, but the Rams won the division, so they can only be a wild card. The number 2 wild card at 10-7 is Green Bay, and the number 3 wild card is either Philly or Seattle at 9-8. So if you're wondering about the playoff matchup for the Detroit Lions, if they are the 2 seed, they would play Green Bay at Ford Field. How would you feel about that matchup?
A little nervy.
Yeah.
I think Green Bay is a very good team, but I think the Lions are a very good team, and I'd be thankful that that game's at home.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happened last year at Thanksgiving.
Last year what happened at Thanksgiving has scarred Doug Karsh pretty deeply. It scared me because of how good Jordan Love looked in that game. And, you know, I've said for a long time, I've only got one fear, one paranoia.
Aside from the Milwaukee Bridge.
This is my Milwaukee Bridge of the NFL.
Okay.
That the Packers have done it again.
Yeah, with the quarterback situation, yeah.
And there's not enough evidence. I mean, when I go up the Milwaukee Bridge, I'm not – when I get to the other side, I'm slightly relieved.
You pull over, get out of the car, kiss the ground.
I don't do that. But I am slightly relieved when I get to the far side of the Zilwaukee Bridge. But I don't, you know, make sure that my affairs are in order every time I go up north. Jordan Love scares me more than the Zilwaukee Bridge does.
Well, I think Jordan Love, look, he had one of the great half seasons in football last year in the second half of the year. The Packers are a good young team. They've got a lot of offensive talent there. They've got a good young defense, too. It's a good team.
I'm wrong, by the way. That's if the Lions are the 3 seed. If they're the 3 seed, they'll play Green Bay. If they are the 2 seed, they'll play either Philly or Seattle at Ford Field.
Look, every matchup that you can come up with,
yep,
there is that little shop of horrors because of playoff pass. If they play Philadelphia, remember when the Lions scored like 31 points, 34 points, and lost by 20 in a playoff game at Philly?
I think it was 38.
Yeah, it may have been 38, but they got smoked.
Yep.
If they play Seattle, well, they lost a playoff game at Seattle. If they play Dallas, enough said.
Yep. Atlanta doesn't scare me. I'll say that. That's the matchup I want,
right.
Is Atlanta.
But at San Francisco, obviously, we know what happened. I mean, there is and Green Bay, for that matter. You know, Barry Sanders couldn't run in Green Bay. There is a bit of a what could be revenge tour for the Lions every time they get into the playoffs to exercise demons of the past. This last year, you know, they played Tampa. That was great. Okay, and they beat the Rams. That was great, too. The Rams is a different kind of revenge tour.
Yep.
If it sets up the way that...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
At the much ballyhooed Brinson model says,
much respected,
very
Brinson.
Much respected, then they'll have an opportunity to exercise some demons of the past.
We could mock it, but have you ever said anything bad about the Brinson model?
Not in front of other people, no. I mean, this is, look, the Brinson model is something that makes sabermetricians stand up and take notice.
Is that right? They stop
like, wow,
what they're
we
doing.
Thought we made things really convoluted with war. That's got and WRC, whatever the hell else they do.
Plus.
Yeah, plus. Thank you. That's got nothing. Absolutely nothing on the Brinson model.
248-539-9797. We got more from the Brinson model to discuss. Prediction for the coming season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.